Well, Declan, the first of four, must be delighted you've got the four on.
I'm over the moon to get the four boys in. I think they tick all the boxes in terms of the profiling that we want to bring to the club. Peter Cherry is a wealth of experience. He's a league championship winner at Dundalk. He's player of the year at Bray and has had a year at Cork in terms of Champions League football also. So, you know, he's a good guy, he's good presence, fantastic goalkeeper in my opinion, and a wonderful age for a goalkeeper coming to the club. You know, this is a great challenge for him. Ali Gilchrist is 23 years of age. He's had a year with Shamrock Rovers. You know, the people we know in Scotland where he played for a long time spoke very highly of him. I watched a lot of his games last year as an RTE pundit in terms of doing the Rovers games, and he always impressed me. So again, he comes with a little point to prove in terms of not playing too many games for Rovers, but he's a fantastic talent and he's a boy that we feel will get better, and he'll be a big asset to Derry City Football Club.
Obviously bringing in Kieran Call from Harps, 10 years League of Ireland experience, 10 years at Harps, and It's a big statement too, to be bringing in a young lad like that, but has so much experience.
Kieran Call's a wonderful player, first and foremost. He has been a terrific servant to Fan Harps, but you know, this is an opportunity for him to train professionally, train every morning. Again, move to a club right on his doorstep, you know. So hopefully the Harps fans will appreciate the service he gave, and hopefully the Derry fans will get right behind him, because ultimately he is, you know, he's a fantastic footballer, he's a good lad, and he brings, again, he's 27, but he seems as if he's been a boy forever. He's a good age, he's a wonderful age, and for me, he's a lot to offer this football club.
And obviously, Jimmy was a fan's favourite last year, and delighted to get him back again.
Absolutely, you know, I've watched all the clips, I've watched all the games of last year. Jimmy has had a decent season, there's more in Jimmy. I'm sure Jimmy will be the first to tell you that. You know, he's a guy I've worked with previously in the Northern Ireland setup, but Jamie brings a lot of options. He can play in numerous positions, but in his own right, he is also a very good footballer. And Jamie McDonagh this year, I hope that we'll see even more qualities than what was seen last year.
Obviously, with Peter coming in, it's Jared and an end of an era, such do Jared leaving.
It is a sad time, obviously. I was part of the process, brought Jared to the club as well with Stephen. Stephen didn't know him, I did. But Jared's look, he'll go down in folklore at Derry City. In his stage of his career, he probably needs a new challenge, and you know, that'll be down to Jared and his family to decide where that new challenge is. But you know, I'm a very good friend of Jared. I respect what he has done at this football club over numerous years, and the bottom line is, now I just think it's a fresh challenge for Jared, it's a fresh challenge for Derry, and it's a chance for everybody to just move on, and hopefully the club here will move on in a positive way, and hopefully Jared will move on in a positive way with his career.
And obviously it's four in, and something tells me we might be back here, maybe not this week, but maybe this week.
You wouldn't know, but the one thing you've been guaranteed is, yes, we do need players, right? And it's obvious, but bottom line is, we have to get the right fit. You know, if we have to leave it a little bit longer, then so be it. But the one thing, and I know people are getting a bit impatient, but the bottom line in all of this is, we've got to make sure they're right. The recruitment is everything, the football club. We've got to make sure that everybody that comes to this football club is here for the right reasons. They're also here to make sure that we enhance the playing performance. People got to come to the Brandywell on a Friday night and be entertained, and for me, the players are the ones that do the entertaining. So if we can get the right people in, then that leads to a better match day experience come the 15th of February.